If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 10th day of November, 2010. Happy birthday to Tracy Morgan, who is 42 today. Mackenzie Phillips, Miss One Day at a Time, is 51. Sinbad is 54. Greg Lake of Emerson, Lake & Palmer turns 63. Russell Johnson, you know him as the professor on Gilligan's Island, turns 86. And Sesame Street started on this day in 1969. You know, Russell, getting back to Gilligan's Island, it's really funny. You know, for those of us that live in America and grew up with that show, the theme changed after, I think, the first season. They used to sing, "The movie star and the rest are here at Gilligan's Island." You know, but then, after the first season, it was the movie star, the professor, and Marianne. And the reason why is Bob Denver went to the folks on the show, and he said, "These people have got to be on the opening credits. They've got to be on the song, or I just won't do the show." so he held their feet to the fire until he got his friends listed on that, which I think is kind of a neat story. Bill TV shirts. I have a lot of people ask me about them, and I'm just going to go ahead and give all the information. I'm big into show notes on my videos, which I call them show notes, but basically what they are, the doobly-doos, in my pants, whatever other people like to call it, but it's a list, and it's on the front page of YouTube on my channel, links to where you can buy Bill TV shirts. What you need to know, I make no money off the shirts. That's exactly why I use Spreadshirt. Because I can sell it to you of what it would cost me to have made. The shirt started, actually, over in Britain. And we were trading videos back and forth to each other. And one of the kids said, "It's like getting another TV channel. It's like Bill TV." And so, as a joke, I drew a little television screen and wrote Bill TV on a felt pen once and dropped it down in front of the camera on a video. And that's kind of how it got started. And then I got into video editing, and now, you know, and the way my YouTube channel got started was I was trying to post old Bill TV footage so that people that had actually gotten the tapes would have a place online they could watch the videos. And unfortunately, that's when YouTube decided to get really strict on copyright stuff. And so I took all of that off, and that's when I asked Rogue Blue Jay, who I would watch, should I try making original videos? And he said, absolutely. And that's how it all got started. So Bill TV shirts, to answer a few questions, no, I don't make any money. I don't know who orders. I don't know your name. I don't see your card number. I see nothing except the popular shirts. I can go back and I can track what people buy and see what's popular and what's not popular. And there's a lot of stuff on there that people don't buy at all. but it's mostly the Bill TV shirts. I think Joe comes in second. You got Chris and Allie, who have shirts up there too. Jamfaz. I may be leaving out a couple more. But yeah, you can buy more than just Bill TV shirts at the moment. And the way to do it is you go to the websites. It is BillTVMacon.Spreadshirt, SpreadShirt.com is for our continent, America, and then over in Europe or Britain. The UK site is BillTVMacon.Spreadshirt.net, or you can go to .co.uk. That'll work, too. I wish they had a voucher system. I've contacted them about this, and I guess I understand, but I would love to be able to buy shirts for people and then send them a code, and then they could redeem that code for a free shirt, but, it, you know, there you go. But it's fun. It's fun, and I don't know why people buy them. I'm gratified that they do. I mean, the last person, the shirt on the screen was Louie. Louie, who did the incredible domino drop at the beginning of Bill TV making videos. And he bought a shirt. I mean, he spent his money buying a Bill TV shirt. And there's a part of me that goes, "Oh, man, you wasted your money on that shirt. I wish I should have bought it for you." What, you know? So I have this guilt complex that people are buying this because I really am honored and amazed anytime people buy. But anyway. The only downside is that I haven't been able to find a place like Spreadshirt. Spreadshirt does not have a place in New Zealand or Australia. And so for you folks, you have to either order from the UK or from the United States, whichever currency conversion would be cheaper for you. And I really am sorry. I'm still trying to get something done about that. Hasn't happened yet. And by the way, I don't thank you enough. Thank you for even watching what I do and enjoying the channel. I am deeply honored and appreciative. Tomorrow, how much internet is too much internet? Somebody brought up that topic. We'll see you tomorrow.